This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, would you bring your attention to me? For a feast for your eyes to see, an explosion of catastrophe.
Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Have you ever tried freezing one?
Charleston chew frozen.
Why do I want to freeze my chocolate pop?
Then I got to eat it like one of the things you suck that you get from a lollipop.
Yeah, then you got to eat it like a lollipop on the freeze pop.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
That's the thing about the parlay, man. The parlay is such a crazy. She is a crazy bitch. I had Mike Evans to score a touchdown and get 50 yards. He scores a touchdown, and next thing you know, he pulls his hamstring.
Uh-huh.
There goes my parlay.
I know.
That bitch is like, I'm gone.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
This might be the greatest slutty Halloween in centuries because of the weather.
For college kids in the city, right. This is a
why
good one.
Why college kids? Why not us?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're right.
Why not us?
You are
right.
Yeah,
right. Why not?
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
I don't know how the vape works. I'm just constantly amazed by it.
Yeah, I think you put it in your mouth and you suck it in and blow it out.
That's how Courtney would have explained it, yes.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. Let's get right to this. Happy Halloween. Right off the jump, Curtis, I'm not dressed up and I'm okay with it. I had an ongoing back and forth with Lindsay and we chose a couple's costume. She doesn't want me to reveal the couple's costume until the party tonight. So I'm not in costume this morning. My apologies to everybody because everybody else dressed up.
Well, the text line believes that you're dressed up as a rich white guy.
That does play.
Actually, I enjoyed in the Twitch chat, somebody said I was dressed as most will be this Halloween as slutty Greg. So I'm in. But Courtney, well, here comes Wiggy. Wiggy's reveal happening right now.
If you're not watching, I do not like it.
Oh, you know,
I do not like that at all.
If you're not watching the show on Twitch, this would be one that you should, or on YouTube. That's a pretty good costume, Wiggs. Good morning.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, Curtis. Good morning, Courtney.
Hi. Hello. It's not
Hi,
Curtis.
I hate that.
Oh, hey. Okay. So he's too into the dancing around in
no.
the costume.
Wiggy's love of Halloween warms my soul.
And he brought a hammer in,
right.
as if to drive the point home that he's going to murder somebody before the program ends this morning.
No, Greg, he's doing what LB would do. He showed up hammered.
Now, the suit Curtis. Is not zipped in the back.
All
right. I do want to note that.
It's like a hospital gurney? Like He couldn't. He probably couldn't get the zipper up. I understand that. All right, let me go over. Shine, we'll start with you. What are you dressed as this morning?
Well, Greg, I'm something's up in the ocean.
Oh, you are. There is something up in the ocean.
Very good, morning. Shine.
Okay, looks like a little, some kind of a shark costume or something.
Something is up in the ocean right now.
Excellent. Well done. I'm going to give that a, well, because it plays into something that was said on this program, I'm going to give that a B+. Curtis, good morning.
Curtis sucks. I love Mego. We need more Celtics Wednesdays.
What are you this morning, Curtis?
I am your boss in name only.
Are you?
Yeah, at least we don't have to hear that idiot Curtis drone on about cars in the fast lane.
Are you dressed as the lifeguard, our bland manager, Ken Laird?
Yes, but otherwise known as this station's fall guy in a couple years.
Excuse me, social distance, please.
Fantastic. Did you repurpose the Mac Island life preserver?
Sure did. I don't know if you know this, Greg. Big recycler here.
Okay. All right. Curtis, I'm giving that. I have to give that also a B+. Because of the Ken Laird influence. All right. Now, Courtney, you appear to have killed it. In fact, killed it so much that you were a little bit late for work this morning.
I was a little bit late. I am Elphaba from The Wizard of Oz, Wicked Witch of the West, but also Wicked. And I was late because I didn't realize how long the green would take.
Yeah,
it's buildable makeup.
I'm telling you, you went the extra mile for it. So I, for one, appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Remind me about Wicked. That's a movie or a
movie coming out November 22nd. Okay. It's on Broadway, though.
And it's one of your all-time favorite movies or Broadway shows.
Wizard of Oz is my favorite movie, okay. But Wicked is my favorite Broadway show I've ever seen. Okay. And I hate Wiggy. Like, I truly, when I was putting this green on my face, knowing that I was going to break out for the rest of the remainder of the week, I was cursing his name. And now looking at him.
Yeah.
I'm
going to have to give you an A- because of the effort involved in getting ready.
Thank you.
And also, this is my issue, is that, yes, so I couldn't do the couple's costume because we're saving that for tonight.
Works for me, Greg.
So then, are you going to be speaking as Ken during the entire program?
Until I run out of things that make him uncomfortable.
Okay. Now, when you say works for me, Greg, what does that mean?
Whatever you want.
Anything I want.
You
want
to show up at 7, kick Curtis out, Bob's your uncle.
I really appreciate that. I love having an understanding boss who understands sometimes what is important to his employees.
Great point.
But so then I was going to try to half-ass another costume, but I couldn't. I don't have the things to make it or anything like that. So that's my sad excuse. All right, on to Wiggy, who loves Halloween, I guess in character cannot say anything. Is that correct? Okay. You are a mime, or what? Does anyone know what Wiggy is?
Yes, I know exactly what Wiggy is.
What is Wiggy?
Wiggy is the villain from the movie Terrorizer.
Oh. Has anyone seen that film?
No.
As the kids would call it, Greg, like horror porn. Not like horror porn,
what?
But like... Oh. Yeah, like, you know, like the Saw movies, where it's just like...
Yeah, Moe's and I seesaw all the time.
Gore to be gory. Yeah. This is in the similar vein.
Actually, horror porn is what happened to the Celtics in overtime last night, if I could define it that way. Okay, so I have not seen this film. Has anybody listening or watching the show on Twitch or YouTube seen Terrorizer? You've seen the entire film, Shime, or you just know who the character is
from Reddit or know of the film.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Is he able to talk in the mask? Like, no? Is he a mime? Is the villain a mime?
Terrifier, not Terrorizer. My bad.
Terrifier.
Terrifier.
Okay.
My fault.
I have an irrational fear of mimes, so this for me is one of my irrational fears realized.
Wiggy kind of looks like Freaky Martian.
He does have an extended nose, yes.
And I hate the teeth.
You don't like that?
No, is it blood on the teeth?
Yeah, there's blood on the teeth. Yeah, well,
I think it's the dancing that is the most, like...
It's Courtney's face.
Is it giving you the ick?
No, it's literally giving me the, like, the chills.
Well, this is
nightmare
also...
fuel.
Unsettling.
I will tell you this, if things are going well during the cocktails, what was Wiggy's podcast called? Cocktails with couples.
Couples.
If things are going well towards the end of it, he puts his costume on. He's giving me a round of applause on that one.
Wiggy, right. Did you get my email saying you can't do anything yesterday? Okay, good.
Let's see. In the Twitch chat, a suggestion that I look like the Jehovah's Witness kid at school. I don't know. Is that appropriate? Is it too soon on that?
If it's what you're going for, works for me.
All right. Well, fantastic. Happy Halloween, everybody. Will you be talking at all during the program? Yes. Okay. Thumbs up. All right. At some point, Wiggy will join us.
Doing hand motions, not great for a radio show. But
it really
yes, on Twitch, Wiggy, you are correct. Yep. I'm driving in this morning and I get to the final light. And when I got in my car, I said, this would be the day that I get pulled over. And I get to the final light and a car pulls up next to me and there's two men driving to work.
Were they short kings? Or
no,
average size.
Okay. I'm sure average size, yeah. If not above average. Uh-huh. And, they looked over, both started laughing. So I said, well, this is,
That's great.
Yeah.
Listen, it could have been a different reaction.
Yes.
I'm glad that's the one that you got.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it's Halloween. Are we all Halloween rejoins this morning on the show? Sharky?
I'm sorry.
Are we all Halloween rejoins this morning?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. You can send them to me via DMs on Twitch. You can at me there. Instagram is ShimeTime12.
Shime's rejoins suck.
Thanks, Ken. Go enjoy some Rush.
Uh-huh. This is Freddie from Eastie. Good morning, Freddie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, Wiggs is Adam the Clown from Terrifier.
That's
the name of the cat.
Adam the Clown?
Is Adam? Art the Clown?
What is it?
Art the Clown. Excuse me.
Art the Clown. So just to be clear.
Terrifier. It's a really good movie.
Just to be clear, you're very much into the terror porn.
I just think, Terrifier is, it's not really porn, but he's very funny in the movie. Because he doesn't talk. He does facial expressions. Really funny.
Right.
So.
Yeah, okay. That's probably good for the first 10 to 15 minutes, but I like a little dialogue in a film. Curtis, I don't know about you.
Yeah, not my genre, but I have to give Wiggy credit. I honestly, Greg, this is the longest I've been in the presence of Wiggy without hearing his voice by a wide margin.
Oh my God, that is so scary. Wow. I actually think Wiggy looks scarier than the actual character right now, but...
I mean, it is spot on, I'll tell you. If you see Art the Clown in... on Twitch right now or YouTube and you're watching the show, then you know. If you're driving in your car, not so much. But
Wiggy's also huge too, so when he stands up, like I literally feel like I could die at any moment.
Yeah. Yes. And when he's prancing around, that is really what's going to be in my nightmares. Oh.
Yeah. He's Art the Clown who's let himself go a little bit. is what he is. Hey. It's
the tiny hat.
You know what I'm saying, Art? Yeah, it's the tiny hat. You know what they say, small hat? You know what they say. All right, well, happy Halloween, everybody. I think Wiggy will be speaking at some point on this morning show, most likely when we get to our leads coming up soon. And I talked briefly about it, but Celtics will not be going. 82-0 is not on the table, Curtis.
Sad.
I think that's our fault.
You think so?
Because we sat in an imaging meeting and discussed how we should have fun with it going forward, and then boom, they lost.
Yeah. But,
oh, well.
I mean, I feel like the Pacers wanted it more last night, which is understandable based on getting bounced by the Celtics in the playoffs. It looks like Art the Clown is nodding yes. For those who can't see Art the Clown.
But they gave it 100. The Pacers gave it 110%, and the Celtics still took them to overtime with a little less gas.
Well, that was a huge comeback. They went 14-2, basically, in the last 4 minutes of that game.
Could have won in overtime. Like, Tatum and Brown both missed free throws. Like, that's 3 points they left on the board, which was the difference in that game.
Tatum missed the that would have been a go-ahead three.
Yep.
And then not to criticize Joe Mazzulla, who Iggy says is the best in the NBA, but that was clearly a designed play with 6 seconds left on the inbound, correct, in overtime?
Yeah, because I don't think they wanted to get fouled, so I think they wanted to get the shot off right away.
But call me crazy, but you're designing that play for Jaylen Brown. You have Peyton Pritchard out on the floor. I might have, if I were Joe Mazzulla, gone to Peyton Pritchard over Jaylen Brown on that final shot in that basketball game in overtime last night.
I don't necessarily disagree, but then again, when you go back to the Pacers series last year, who hit that corner three to help the Celtics win the game in the playoffs? JB did.
Yes, he did. But he was not shooting his normal
high percentage
of shots last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Night. In fact, he was missing an awful lot of them last night.
I blame Brady. He sucks.
Thank you, Ken.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, Celtics will not be going undefeated this season, in case you thought you were somebody who thought that they were. We have a lot to get to on the show on Halloween this morning, including our leads coming up in about 10 minutes, and then Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, in a half an hour. At 6:45, they said it at 7, and we will definitely go over what Joe Mazzulla said about a lack of energy from his Celtics team and that loss last night, among other things, during They Said It at 7 on this morning's show, and news with Courtney coming up at 7:45, and why one vacationing couple in Georgia is in trouble for the location they chose to rekindle their intimacy, and Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday coming up at 9 on today's show. But right now, what's her name?
Elphaba.
Elphaba from Wicked.
Yep.
Which is making Art the Clown very happy.
We're kind of a villain show. I mean, she's not the villain in Wicked, but she ends up being the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, so spoiler alert.
Well, you know that going into it. It's a good time for me to let people know that when they tell me that BC should be ashamed that I am a product of it.
Yes.
I was basically a TV film / broadcasting major with like a theater minor.
Oh.
So I actually
achieved everything that Boston College wanted for you.
Exactly.
I would say.
Yep.
Yes.
Precisely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Somebody suggesting that BC Boston College would be embarrassed by you?
Oh no, just that's a daily thing.
Oh,
so it was a good time to share what my actual majors were.
Get out in front of it.
Yeah.
Well, here is Elphaba.
I love Terrifier's clapping.
He's a very nice villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Great job,
yeah.
Terrifier.
Yes, he is. I honestly, the only thing that seems to be terrified around him is a plate of sliders. But thank
you. A plus, Greg.
Thanks, Ken. All right, let's get to Elphaba and to what is trending this first hour.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Celtics get their first loss of the season. Final score 135-132 in overtime in Indiana. Jason Tatum led the way with 35 points in the loss. Joe Mazzulla talked about what he's taking away from this game.
Yeah, I mean, I thought just credit to Indiana. I thought they just outplayed us. I thought we were a step behind and everything. I thought their speed, their pace, they were a step ahead of us. You know, and it wasn't our best night. I thought we missed a ton of layups. I thought we had some rebounds with two hands that we didn't get that we tapped out. So, you know, we just didn't play our best, and Indiana played great. But there's two things, right? You could focus on that, or you could focus on the fact that we just stayed in it.
The Bruins are in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes tonight, so make sure to tune into that. Are you betting on the Bruins at all this season, Shime? You haven't given any bets when it comes to hockey.
I am staying away from the... So, Jones and Keith pointed this out yesterday. Great point by them. Last two seasons under Montgomery, they started 9-1 and then 9-0-1 to start the season, and it has been a money-making absolute jamboree. Last 2 years. This year, not that way. I have avoided betting the Bruins at all costs because I don't trust them in the least.
I am betting that Jim Montgomery doesn't see Christmas. How about that? Is that a good bet?
It'll be a pink-slip Christmas for Jim Montgomery.
Greg, neither will Curtis if I have a say around here.
Well, fuck drop as at 7 for the Bruins. And sad news for New York. The Dodgers take the World Series, taking Game 5. Final score 7-6 after being down 5-0 going into the top of the fifth.
Oh, sweet. Isn't it sweet?
Yeah, pretty good. Freddie Freeman won MVP after breaking records by homering in the first four games and matching a fall classic mark with 12 RBI. And the big roast sale is now on at Shaw's and Star Market. Get beef eye of round, bottom round, top round, and bone-in chuck roast for just $3.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer, short on time, order pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Ken, with your weather.
Thank you. That idiot just looks at his phone and acts like he's a weatherman. 55 degrees, afternoon high 76.
All right. It's a Halloween show. Everybody is dressed up, except for me. And we will get to, thumbs down, Art the Clown. We will get to what our leads are coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.